Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. There were four quarterbacks selected in the first round of the 2012 NFL Draft, and of all the quarterbacks selected in 2012, seven of them are starting quarterbacks for their respective teams right now. The Pats faced Russell Wilson of Seattle in Seattle in October, lost to the Seahawks. They faced number one overall pick Andrew Luck and the Colts here at Gillette Stadium in November. They beat the Colts. And now they open December on the road against another first-rounder, Ryan Tannehill of the Dolphins. The Pats are 1-1 overall against those rookie QBs so far. So what's in store as they face Tannehill? Let's take a look in our opponent preview.
If the NFL is a week-to-week, what-have-you-done-for-me-lately entity, then Ryan Tannehill enters this Sunday's contest in a pretty good spot. His final two drives against the Seahawks at Sun Life Stadium last Sunday amounted to a game-tying touchdown with 5:36 left and a game-winning field goal in the game's final seconds. It was a Dolphins win that broke a three-game losing streak and had to give some confidence to the first-year player from Texas A&M.
I think he played good, man. He's a smart football player. You know, he can throw the ball really well. He can move around in the pocket, so he definitely has some challenges.
I mean, he's pretty good. He'll throw the ball in there. He has a good deep ball, and he can scramble. He can run, and he can run to open up more pass opportunities. So he's pretty good. He can make second opportunities for himself.
The total package on Tannehill has been rookie-like. He's near the bottom of the league in passer rating and has thrown 12 interceptions, close to the most in the NFL. But he has already leapfrogged Dan Marino for most passing yards in a season for a Dolphins rookie. A two-headed running back tandem of the rejuvenated Reggie Bush and Daniel Thomas has accounted for just under 1,000 yards rushing and 9 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Tannehill has found a friend in Brian Hartline. He's one of the AFC's most productive receivers this year as far as yardage, including 253 yards in a game against Arizona, in which he scored his only touchdown of 2012. Defensively, there are few players in the NFL more dangerous than edge rusher Cameron Wake. He's sacked Tom Brady 4 times in 6 career games, and his 9.5 sacks this year are 5th in the league. Should the Pats again be without Sebastian Vollmer, second-year tackles Nate Solder and Marcus Cannon will be put to the test. The Dolphins have some new wrinkles to their defense under a new coaching staff with playmakers on each level.
It's definitely a challenging scheme. I think they have some very versatile players within their group that allow them to do those things. They have secondary guys that blitz a lot. They got linebackers that cover a lot. It's definitely a blitz-type team, so you got to be prepared for everybody.
It's unusual to face a division opponent for the first time this late in the season, but the Pats know what is on the line. A win gives them the AFC East title. They also know it won't come easy.
They have a good core of experienced players, and they have a good group of young players. They play hard. They have awesome athletes, so expect a tough game.
Well, the Dolphins are in the midst of perhaps their toughest stretch of the season as they look to stay in the AFC playoff race. After hosting New England this week, they go to San Francisco next week. Every game is a must-win for the Dolphins, but they are tough games to win, and the pressure is on their rookie QB. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.